This is Black, aka Lord Black, aka Black Wolf, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is the one and only Tanuki, the Mackie Yo Metal, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast. Kunai, 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 shuriken, shuriken, shuriken.
This is Celeste, aka Scarlet, aka me, and you are listening to the Ninja Please podcast.
This is Starman, a.k.a. Fox Blunt, also known as Yuki the Golden Karama, host of the Ninja Please podcast. And I just would like to say thank you for listening, and be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
The lawyer who inspired ABC's For Life is running for New York mayor.
Oh, shit. Oh, my. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
He's a felon who taught himself law. And beat his case. He's running for mayor of New York.
I mean,
he probably will win.
I mean, no,
he's just as qualified.
So I say, I mean,
for mayor, bro.
That's, don't do that. I'm not qualified for that position in any capacity.
Bro, look, bro.
I don't know.
Look, bro.
I think you sell yourself
if
short,
that town
sir.
In Wisconsin can vote that damn dog.
That's what I say. I think you sell yourself short.
That fucking pooch can do it.
Tim Burton wants. Tim Burton reportedly wants Johnny Depp to star in Netflix's Addams Family series.
I could see that.
Oh, that'd be crucial.
But everybody just imagines him as being
doing
Gomez.
The series after he did,
but he don't have to be Gomez. He could be somebody else.
I was thinking Fester.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uncle Fester. Go away.
He'd be Fester. Right. He'd be Fester. Ain't no world I really think he'd be Gomez. He'd be Fester.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't. I can.
Or
I can
maybe
him.
Even cousin it him. He go all the way left field.
I can see him as Gomez, but Fester would be like, "Oh shit, Johnny Depp, you really that nigga? Like for real? Okay."
Mm-hmm.
Like
Fargo just had their season.
Chris Rock with a mustache.
Chris Rock. His porn stash. That was a good ass series.
I have to check that out.
That was a good. And I don't think that any of the seasons run concurrently. Cause
I was about to ask that. Is it so concurrent?
I just picked it up.
Is it an anthology?
I don't know. I just picked it up with Chris Rock.
Yeah, because the Fargo movie has absolutely nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, I think it's just different, true things that happen. Now, yeah. I do think some of the characters do kind of interweave. I think that the cop is from the other Fargo, if I remember correctly, but everything that happened in there was true. It was real stories, what really happened, and it is a really, 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 really good series. Really good series.
That's what's up. Check that out.
Excuse me.
Chris Rock should definitely be at least in the contention for lead actor. For this season, I haven't seen too much other stuff other than The Undoing. Mm-hmm. That's definitely probably going to win a couple of awards. But yeah, Chris Rock really did. Really good. Fargo. Came on FX. And as you know, FX is now on the low, as I'm going to start calling it. Hulu.
Oh, the
Lou.
It's on the Lou. It's on the toilet.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. It's on the loo.
It's on the loo.
Man, so Marvel is reportedly considering an idea of, you know, getting down to what Cap actually did when he had to return Infinity Gems. They're considering that. It's not said yet whether it's gonna be anything animated or live action, but they said they are at least juggling around the idea of exploring that. I would suspect something animated would be dope.
Yeah.
Like something animated would be dope. Like on the what if shit.
Yeah.
Like, I would say mix it in with the what if shit.
Yeah, like every couple of episodes, you throw that in.
The continuation of Cap, going back in the time, trying to return the stone.
Yeah, that could be like the overarching little theme that carries over between the episodes and what if. Like everything else is a what if story. But that one is what happened to Cap.
I'm surprised you didn't report the news on your boy.
What's that?
Not Slytherin, but he's a Slytherin.
He's not Slytherin, but he's a Slytherin.
Nate.
Oh, I was about to. Yeah. Oscar Isaac. Well, whenever we could try to tie it in.
Yeah, go ahead and tie it in, bro.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac is going to be Solid Snake in the Metal Gear movie. So that's going to be interesting.
No, bro. I want to be Kiefer Sutherland.
That's a thing.
I'm completely talking.
I can see Kiefer Sutherland was the voice of Snake, but I just couldn't see him like
Oscar Isaac. I think that's a good casting.
Being physically
like,
him.
No.
I feel like aesthetically, like, okay, I can't trip. I was like, okay. Yeah. I can't say that's bad.
I just like Kiefer Sutherland. And then it made me think about his dad, which is in The Undoing, and he, in his own words,
that motherfucker old and
is
mean.
A cocksucker. Yeah.
That motherfucker.
I mean, Kiefer Sutherland was the voice of Snake.
Except, but not in the way you guys would make it to show.
Not in the homosexual sense. And I'm an old fashioned cocksucker.
Which means if you fuck me over, I'm fucking you over 10 times and I'm killing you. Damn.
See, there you go. I'm going to beat you, then I'm raping.
Pretty much.
Look, the dude was so rich in this series that.
Boilers.
He had a Maybach. Somebody went on the run that was looking for somebody, and it just happened all of a sudden. So all of a sudden, in this very short period of time, they take this Maybach to a chartered helicopter.
Hell no.
This helicopter then takes them to the action and lands in the middle of said action. Said middle of action, it wasn't like a landing strip or some shit like that. It was
bridge.
It was a fucking bridge. Yeah, it's a fucking bridge with the helicopter. Okay. Before all of that, he also had $2 million cash to put up for a bail. Not only does this motherfucker have this probably easily $70,000 condo, $70 million condo, he has a beach home upstate New York. So you know that's another 30, 40 mil right there.
That's the end of that. Yeah. I mean,
$2 million cash.
That means he's balling out of control.
Maybach Benz to the chartered, whatchamacallit?
To the chopper. Get to the chopper.
I don't know about the chopper.
Kiefer Sutherland's dad.
You gotta take chances. Speaking of Chance the Rapper's being sued by his manager.
Oh, well, damn.
$3 million.
Oh, well, damn.
He got fired. They basically said his last album sucked. He blamed it on his manager. His manager said, nigga, well, he white dude. He didn't say nigga, but he was just like, motherfucker. You did that shit on your own. Don't blame me for that shit. And then he's just like, but since y'all fired me, you owe me at least $3 mil. Because you fucked up. Like, I told you what to do. You didn't want to do that, but you owe me $3 mil.
Off top.
They get a mil. They'll let him.
They say Too Short, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, super and E-40 group. Have formed a super group.
And I can't wait, nigga.
I'm excited for that
Snoop Dogg always makes really good music. E-40 makes good music. Too Short's legendary. Who's the other person? Fuck, I'm forgetting somebody. Too Short. E-40 water.
E-40 said I got the
Snoop
hammer.
Dogg and Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. They'll probably make it into a movie.
They'll figure it out.
It's him, Tay.
Ice Cube makes family movies?
Of course he does.
He was a gangster rapper back in my day, son.
the West Coast Warlord.
The guy from Are You There Yet?
Bro, they put the main warlord on Fortnite.
They put Kratos on there, too.
I seen him down doing the dances and shit. I was like, why y'all doing my boy Kratos like that, man?
I love Kratos. He's definitely one of my favorite.
Hey, it was a scene in the damn Blood of Zeus where damn Ares and Apollo just bust out fighting for no goddamn reason. Like, these niggas had straight ancient beef, bro.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers it was on sight. Like, it was just out of nowhere. Like, but not even in the context of the episode. Nigga, you just see Apollo, and then Ares just come and just drop kick that nigga.
Like, I'm done with your shit.
And then they just start fighting. And you like, what the fuck? Like, okay.
Check that shit out.
God of War fighting this goddamn brother. Like, bitch, oh, fuck you, nigga. Like, come on.
Soon as they walk in.
You know who wins. God of War. It beat his ass. Like, Ares got it.
Ares.
I mean, you know what it is, dog.
Like, my bad, bro.
But Apollo, you just a fucking messenger.
That motherfucker came on his chariot and got his ass beat, bro.
Right.
Well, hey, man, Tony, can I talk real quick? Yeah, what's up?
Boom!
Right, let me holler at you real swift. Like, bitch, you don't do nothing but shine light on people. Like, get out of here.
Ancient ass beef.
Kratos ripped your head off easily. Hey, just
on, man, the back of his head.
I ride across the sky all day, motherfucker.
Right.
Another guy's being born.
Right.
Like, damn, a babysitter got a fat ass. Oh, she do? Squaw!
Gonna get some of that, too.
Kratos was like, oh, man, you trying to fuck everybody? Now I'm about to fuck you up, homeboy. I'm not only am I going to take out Olympus, they got the whole goddamn world on top of it.
Right, I'm gonna just make my way around the world.
Just for measure. Just for good measure.
I've been
That's why I can't wait
world.
For God of War 5, dog. I can't
I've
wait.
I've been around the world.
I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill the underworld.
This motherfucker is gonna fight Thanos. Well, I mean, not Thanos, but Thor. I can't wait for it, though.
Well, I can't say kill the underworld. I'm gonna.
He already killed Baldur.
I'm gonna make the underworld alive. I don't know.
Glibble glop glop, man.
Bibbidi bobbidi bobbidi bibbidi.
I'm finna go pull that shit up on the way.
That motherfucker is fixing to haunt you in the night, bro. You're gonna be sleeping, it's gonna faintly just start playing in your head.
Bibbidi bobbidi bobbidi bibbidi, bro.
And you're gonna hear it. And then that motherfucker just gonna appear.
One-800-I-HATE-JUICE.
Nah, man. Make the number
911-0024. That's Splackavelli?
No, for all the old heads.
The white genocide hotline.
911-0024.
That was LSG, my
friend. Oh, yeah, LSG.
My body. The first song I ever had a slow dance to. That's why I remember that shit.
Hold on. All
right,
bro.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah, you were there. That's why I'm never going to forget that shit, bro.
Yeah,
I was there, bro. Black was there for that. Yeah, that song was iconic to me.
Oh, that's when we were a.k.a. Julius, a.k.a.
And Dimitri. Holy shit.
Who was who?
I was Julius.
That was Julius. Holy shit.
Now I'm sitting for Pulp Fiction shit.
And he was Dimitri.
Oh, boy.
So, you John Travolta. And you Samuel Jackson.
Young, wide, and free.
That's what it was. You bad motherfucker. Pull out your wallet. I'm bad motherfucker. The best thing about the HBO Max situation is y'all really get off y'all ass. That Spawn movie will come out on HBO Max. It's rumored to already be on the way to HBO Max.
Spawn.
The new Spawn movie is coming to HBO Max.
Yes.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes, please.
I hope it do.
Yes, please. In the same vein of the damn Spawn theme series that was on HBO.
I need to have a word with the Todd Father. Todd Father, please bring your film to HBO Max so we can all enjoy what Spawn was when it penetrated our young minds with such graphics and such gratuitous nudity that we just loved it off rip and we want more.
Malboja. Malboja.
Wanda!
Yeah, Wanda!
That joke was tormented, dog. Man, you could feel that nigga's pain, boy.
No, but right, hey, don't forget about old boy that was fucking the stripper. I'm sorry!
Right, oh, boy! Oh, dog. He didn't even control himself.
I'm sorry!
Bruh. Spawn was on some dark shit, bro.
A little kid that saw him walk by.
It's the same. Unacceptable.
Bro. Spawn was on some dark shit.
Her mama probably shit at Britney to see her dead husband wringing her hand. Like, the fuck did you get this, bro?
Right. What the hell?
I know he got bad with this shit, bro. He got bad with this shit. So, how you got it? I named Hank in my husband.
I saw him go down with.
I put it on that motherfucker.
Hold on. Speaking of down for the count.
down for the count.
Fight last. We got to talk about it. The fight last Saturday. We got to talk about it.
I thought I was tripping. Did we talk about it last week?
All right. So
we ain't talking about the results, though.
Right. No. Right. So last weekend, we got, you know, Roy Jones versus Tyson, an exhibition of champions. Champions,
you almost forgot.
live on Thriller. Like,
Thriller had in the ring. Bro,
TikTok could throw a fucking boxing match. If Thriller can throw a boxing match,
right,
TikTok could throw a boxing match. Anyway, you got the boxing match, and it's like, okay, let's go. But before we even got to the main event, man, we got these pre-fights.
Here he comes, Jake Paul.
I didn't even know who the fuck Jake Paul was.
Fucking YouTube nigga.
Yeah, I was just, I ain't know. They were like, he's a YouTube star. And I was like, oh, okay.
So, random motherfucker on YouTube, bro.
Him and his brother went to Japan and went to the suicide forest.
Oh, that was them?
Yeah, and made fun of the bodies.
Bro, that was not a good look. Yeah. That was not a good look. I didn't know it was them two motherfuckers.
Yeah, his house just got raided by the feds just recently, and they found guns and shit.
Bro, I'm surprised they didn't kick you, ban your ass from Japan permanently, bro, for desecrating their shit.
For real, man.
They don't take this shit. They don't take this shit lightly.
Because they were walking through there, like vlogging it or whatever, and they actually came across some bodies hung up in the trees and shit.
Yeah, they were making fun of it.
They lucky they still alive, bro.
Yeah, but them Japanese folks not take this shit lightly, bro.
Man, so Nate Robinson, former NBA player Nate Robinson.
Nate
now stepped into the ring like
pro boxer.
This is his debut. Debut match, he steps into the ring.
Yeah.
With Jake.
All with vigor and, you know, and vinegar in his veins. This motherfucker ready.
Piss and vinegar.
At least he thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Nigga got dribbled.
Jake Paul takes this shit serious. Like, it was kind of like...
It wasn't serious, bro.
It's just...
It was like...
Don't run into a nigga...
You saw it?
Don't run into a nigga like this, bro. What you think gonna happen?
Like, bro, he just kept running into this nigga.
I've never seen a nigga run into another nigga fist with such vigor in my life.
Right, like, is that how you try to go in for a clinch or something? Like, that ain't how it works.
Dog, this man, that was like the... When you see fundamentals, that was fundamentals. Like, motherfucker just had perfect timing fundamentals. Like, wow, the punch came exactly when you thought it would, and it did what you thought it did. And then you blink, was like, oh, is this real? Oh, shit.
So, I don't even think it was like that, man. Like, no, it was like...
Because the first time he slipped, you know what I'm saying? He didn't really get hit. That second time, he got hit.
But the whole thing is, he ain't no pro boxer like he claimed. Otherwise, he would have just ran in with no kind
of... Ain't no pro boxer, no shit like that.
Yeah, bro, like...
No matter what...
That was dangerous. Like, I don't...
You don't do that kind of shit when you a boxer, bro. Like, you a boxer, you might have a technique that'll do some feint that would do... That pull you back and draw somebody in that way.
It looked like he never... Ever
got in the ring before.
Ever,
thank you.
A day in his
ever
life.
Took any training.
Right.
A day in his life.
Never, exactly not once. Don't throw a jab. Don't do no head. He's a short person. He has to throw jabs to close the distance.
Right.
In there, you might have to take a punch, but you can always go over a punch or under a motherfucking punch. That motherfucker didn't do none of that.
He went straight forward. Like, I'll take it to the
right
face.
In the head first, bro. Like every fucking time. Like, nigga, you trying to get me? What you think? I'm just gonna not punch at your face coming at me?
Because like, Jake Paul,
right, that is not gonna psych me out. Look, I'm gonna punch you.
I saw Jake Paul, like some of his sparring videos and stuff like that. I'm not gonna take anything away from what he was doing. He definitely took that shit serious. And from what I've seen in some other shit, man, he has a decent setup.
He can
do basic things, and that's all he did was basic things, like a 1-2 across, and like he just ran into all of that shit. I've never in my life seen somebody run.
Nate was used to fighting the black dude from We Boxing. That's what he got used to.
Matt from We Boxing.
Yeah, but your old boy set him up for failure, bro.
Matt from We Resort Island, the master of all.
You see them laid back with a 6-pack out, like, I'm doing this for my brothers and my family.
No, you're not.
Yeah, bro. Old boy from We Box and set him up, bro.
Oh,
that motherfucker dribbled him off that canvas. And the ring is real small. Like, it's made.
Yeah, that gorilla ring was small as shit.
It was like,
I don't know if it's me, but it seemed like this ring small as
shit. Yeah, that's not regulation.
Nah, I mean, it's made like that because, I mean, a bigger ring, you can move around a lot. Yeah. This was made so people can't go nowhere. It's made for phone booth type action.
Mm-hmm.
But
that shit. Like I said, Nate Robb, I don't even think he threw a punch.
That's what sold the whole thing.
I don't think he threw a... Did he throw a punch?
He did, but I mean, they were sloppy.
Like I said, I don't think he did anything but like some... You know how people do this shit right here? Like, yeah. They hold their fists real tight and they throw them like that and clutch because they ain't trying to get hit.
Right.
I think he threw one of them. It's like, bro, you already short and you're short stroking your punches? Yeah, man, that shit was disastrous.
That shit was
embarrassing.
That's exactly what it was.
That shit was embarrassing as fuck, man.
All that
like,
shit he talked about being a fucking pro boxer and all this shit, bro. Like, you ain't no fucking...
Like, bro, they need to have headgear. They can never not have protection for people like that. He's worth a lot of money.
Right.
Like, you could have... Jake Paul could have killed
him. He could have, bro.
Like, that shit ain't funny, bro. He could have killed that man.
Literally. And the referee just letting it happen. Like, well, maybe that's part of his technique, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. He just says he's fighting. This nigga over there, like, in the sky.
Like, do you not hear these hits?
Stuck in a bitch.
I'm fucking
in
the motherfucker.
Bap, bap. Give me another one.
Yeah. Ref's like, he okay, meanwhile, Nate better.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but,
Yep, he got any thumbs.
And then Snoop Dogg with the commentary. Oh, Lord!
Yeah, right. Shit, bro, that shit wrong.
Please,
bro.
Lord, don't let him get hurt. Please don't let him get punched no more.
Snoop told me, he was like, bro, I'll do 3 years for $15 million. Give me $15 million, I'll do 3 years of this shit. I was like, bro, give it to him,
yeah,
bro.
Please.
What? Give it to
please.
Him.
Please. Even though I illegally streamed that shit on the website that I've been using right. since college, I would go to somebody's house who paid for it.
Right.
I would watch it legally.
Yes. I find means to watch it legally.
Yes.
That shit was too funny. And then, of course, the main motherfucking event. I love boxing. That's my favorite sport.
Told me, y'all almost forgot, bro. Y'all almost forgot.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they had rules. I like that they had rules. No knockouts, no score. You know, they're supposed to take it pretty light. They're still champions. But like I was telling people before, this is a fight that's supposed to happen decades ago when they was in their primes. Mm-hmm. And if they were in their primes, I still...
Roy Jones would have been on that mat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know it because I said
I don't know. I mean, I think...
If you're taking... Wait. Are you saying...
In their primes. That fight was supposed to happen when Tyson lost his belt. And it was the same time that Roy Jones lost his. He lost his to Antonio Tarver.
Yeah.
Again, Roy Jones hopped up in what he's a light heavyweight by. He stands a light heavyweight. So he got to take that up. But I honestly think that he could take a Tyson punch even in his prime. I do give it to Tyson. I don't think that Tyson would have knocked him out.
Shit.
I don't know, bro.
Shit.
I mean, you must forget.
That nigga was about to fucking be out at the exhibition, bro.
Right, bro. He kept catching him in the body, dog. I mean, he didn't have to go for the head. He kept catching him in the body.
I get from what I seen with that fight, it would have went the distance. That shit would have went all the rounds because...
That's what I'm saying.
Because what I saw from Roy Jones was the same thing Mayweather be doing. It was the same fucking strategy. Like, it was so similar to Mayweather's strategy.
Hit, don't get hit.
Of... You know, punch, back right. up, clinch, yeah, punch, back up, clinch. Right. Like, it just kept being a repetition of, like, you know when the clinch. Tyson knew when the clinch was coming, mm-hmm. but he couldn't get out the clinch. It's like, damn, bro.
So he just started working his body.
Right, every time. Like, you going to grab me, you know you're going to pay for it.
And I mean, like I said, I mean, boxing is my favorite shit, man. So I look at it
so
really
you don't
technical.
Think that give him the edge right there?
I think that... I think Tyson wins. I think Tyson wins. I don't think that Tyson knocks him out.
You know, I ain't gonna say whether or not he's gonna knock him out because Tyson surprised a motherfucker.
No, because Roy Jones' prime wasn't in the same weight class as Tyson. If I'm taking Roy Jones in his prime, I'm taking him when he's in the underweight class than Tyson. And that mismatch up on weight, I'm gonna give that fight to Tyson, but I feel like Roy Jones would go the distance.
But again,
no knockout.
But again, Roy Jones fought and won a heavyweight title.
He did.
He was a heavyweight champion. He just fought at light heavy.
like Evander Holyfield. Evander
like Holyfield belts and light heavy and like one and heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Evander Holyfield and was a light heavyweight, but he bulked up to take heavyweight. Mm-hmm. The people that can take a Mike Tyson punch and go longer than five rounds are usually the ones that end up beating him. The Buster Douglas sister.
I still say this to this day. Holyfield 2, they had, Holyfield 1, I feel like Tyson won. Holyfield 2, I feel like Holyfield definitely won the second one.
Yeah.
But Tyson really won that first one.
It's the welterweight champ. The juggernaut, bitch.
But I feel like definitely, I feel like Roy Jones.
You know that shit.
I feel like Roy Jones was definitely
as big as you are.
He definitely he's seen in the interview. Mm-hmm. Tyson was like, "Yeah, I just smoked a joint. Yeah, I feel good. We gonna do this shit again." And Roy Jones was like, "I gotta talk to my family."
Right?
You ain't seen about to die, bro.
Right?
That nigga got it. Look, he got internal bleeding.
They had him in the little pre thing, and he was just like. Tyson got to say, hey, that. He's like, hey, how come no one's concerned about me? He was like, why everybody's worried about Roy Jones? Like,
barely coherent.
Like, 15 minutes. Like, he's like,
about that.
He was barely coherent. He was keeping himself alone.
Yeah, we got to do this again. He's like, I got to talk to my family. Yeah, we're going to see.
Man, I got to see what
the family says.
Mike was standing there. Roy Jones was sitting there looking like he needed some people to carry him up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, hold him up there.
He's standing there.
I don't. I think that they go the distance. Boy. I don't think that Tyson knocks him out, but I definitely think that Tyson will win that. I might have said in the beginning that Roy Jones would win, but Tyson definitely would win.
Prime, I feel like he would get a knockdown or two or three.
I don't feel like he'd knock. I feel like Roy Jones is Roy Jones is really fast.
And
I feel
he'll like knock Roy him down Jones, once and make Mike like mad Roy as hell. And if he knocks him down twice,
knock Tyson down
twice.
I can see that because, I mean, Tyson, Casamayo is very technical, but Tyson, like, if he actually hit him, he gets wild.
Yeah.
And Roy Jones could definitely have goddamn peppered his ass. He's fast as shit.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, by the 10th round in their prime, Tyson got one knockdown in the 8th round, and Roy got one in the 7th.
Somebody, you know, it's boxing. It's boxing. It can go either way. I feel like Roy Jones was tired from round two.
Oh yeah.
So him being tired from round two, going 8. I feel like he move a lot different if he.
And they weren't full length rounds.
Yeah, they weren't full length rounds, and
it was like a total of 12 minutes. Yeah, it was 12 minutes total.
Yeah, Tyson's stamina was on point.
Yeah, there was a
2 minute round.
Yeah,
2 minute
round. It wasn't even 30 minutes.
Wake up in the morning doing push ups, man. Like,
before he walk out. Yeah. Before he walk out,
push ups, man. Like,
for real. Like, I put the cocaine down.
Right.
I stopped snorting cocaine and visualizing. I remember he said he used to visualize and putting his whole fist through people's head. I'm like, yeah, that's the good coke.
he got the blunt sitting right on the nightstand. I just roll and go like this. Just, right on the nightstand.
Just pick it up and light it.
And you can tell, too, because look, Tyson used to be like a fucking pit bull.
Right.
Yeah,
now he's like, man. He still hit the movements, but then he slows back off of him.
Now he's like, man, you know, man, I'm doing this shit for humanity's sake, right, man. I got nothing to worry about. Like, you know, I'm good now. Like, I'm not even trying to kill. I don't give a fuck about a title, none of this shit. Like, I'm good. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, because you saw that one time when he caught him a couple times after the belly went up and tapped him out. He's like, my bad.
Yeah, like, I know I got you there.
Mm-hmm.
Made my bad, Leo.
Right.
I feel like, though, Tyson's going to do an exhibition against some legitimate professionals, and I feel like he gonna drop him.
Oh yeah, get it out of him.
Yeah,
he gotta get it out.
It's something in him, like
he ready, bro. Yeah, he like, man, I just want to do this again because you know you gotta get a fan what they want.
I don't feel like he'll ever go back to go get like a belt, but I do feel like he'll put like I feel like he'll fight Tyson Fury, and I feel like that'll be a really good fight.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that'll be a really good fight. I mean, because he took the belt from my old boy, but I feel like it's going to be some really good shit. And I would, you know, like I said, I would legally watch it.
I would legally watch
it. He said, I would watch it.
Legally.
Law abiding.
Nah, I tell you what's going to happen. The Jake Paul dude, he going to go into MMA. Like,
and get killed.
Get his ass.
Well, he's going to get it back. But, I mean, depending on Depending on what you know,
bro.
I don't
he's
know,
a fucking
you
YouTube personality, bro.
He's about. I think his next one is gonna be Mayweather. His next one's gonna be Mayweather. Mayweather's gonna whoop his ass.
Bro, if you fight Mayweather, you're gonna get $100 million.
Hands down.
Like, for real, like,
you gonna get your ass whooped.
Right.
They're just gonna build up his brand and just fight. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all it is. It's just he playing a media game.
He doing exhibition. Because, I mean, Mayweather did. He fought like a super champion in Japan. Beat the shit out of that motherfucker.
Of course.
He beat him like he beat Ricky Hatton. Just.
I'm sure that joker was light as hell.
I want to say they was around the same height, even though he's in Japan. Because Mayweather ain't number one, you know, 138.
He's smaller.
140.
Yeah,
around
yeah,
there.
He
was
heavy. Yeah, he ain't heavy.
You right.
He in the same Earl Spence category that's fighting tonight.
True. You right.
But I believe his next fight is gonna be Jake Paul, and then he's gonna do what he did Conor McGregor. Let him do a couple rounds, and then he's gonna act like he's being serious, and then next thing you know, he's gonna be on the because Jake Paul, he got a little cocky. He been beating up YouTube stars.
Right. He beat the social influencers and Nate Robinson.
That'll be the tragedy of 2021 because he'll accidentally do it.
Right.
Like Mayweather accidentally slipped and the nigga actually knocked him out for real.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh shit, Mayweather lost.
He is not his dude out.
On Mayweather and you
damn,
win.
Right.
That'll fuck it up. It was like, that's how you know 2021. It was like, no.
Reset, bro. Reset, please.
Reset the simulation,
too late, bro.
You're
too deep in. Too deep in.
Right. It's too late. Right.
Mayweather slips. Jake Paul catches some clean.
No way. They was like, there was no way I saw this happen.
Bro,
oh my God. Mayweather's down.
They be showing the replay Mayweather's for down. Weeks, bro. Like, no Mayweather's way to deny down. It. You see his eyes roll. Yeah. Everything.
He'd be on t-shirts and everything.
Right.
Yep.
That would be the craziest shit.
Like, he catch him and he make him do a weird ass pose when he hit him like
like a bootleg Jordan.
Yep.
Looking like Key Lewis from Fantastic.
No, because he do this shit on accident. He don't do it on purpose. Yeah. It'd be accident, bro.
Yeah, he wasn't intentionally trying to knock out Nate.
Right.
That shit happened.
Yeah. Fluke.
Yeah.
Right.
He just catch him right
that
on.
That nigga
with
slip
it.
On his. That nigga slip on his own sweat and catch him with an uppercut. And then it's like, oh shoot, Mayweather.
Yeah, he'll slip. He'll slip and grab the rope, leave himself open.
Right.
And punch him through the rope. So he threw the rope. Man, he's standing eight count out the rip. So
everybody,
I didn't know they had to give you 20 seconds to get.
But they tell you Vegas
in the
exploded
ring.
That night.
I take that
you
bet.
Know it, boy.
I take I take that $20 bet. On a Jake
Paul
knockout.
Why don't 2021 like that, man?
Fuck you up.
That should be like, what's the name of that Adam Sandler movie, Hidden Gems? Or
Uncut Gems.
You
need that rock, bro.
Uncut Gems.
You need that rock, bro.
How you gonna kill this motherfucker? They just won, bro.
Jake Paul gonna hit him with the fucking fool costume style, bro.
It's that movie. I'm sorry, y'all. It's that movie. That if I would have got the happy ending, it would have been just a high for me. But it was just like at the...
They had to take your nuts. They just had to.
I respect it. I respect it. Nigga gotta die, bro. He did a whole bunch of fuck shit, bro. He gotta die. He gotta die.
He fucked a lot of people over. He did fuck a lot of people over throughout that movie.
I respect it.
Ain't no choice in the matter. He got it.
Like I said, if I ever direct a movie, that shit's gonna be like $3, right? It's gonna be $3. And it's gonna be... all of 2.5 minutes, you're gonna be able to see it before the other movie. Mm. The good guy gonna come in, do some dumb shit, get shot in the face. The end. Mm-mm. Credits.
Credits.
I agree.
Credits are most of the
credits
movie.
Credits and it's credits.
Because I mean, sometimes
with the trailer's gonna be hyped up. Trailer's gonna be hyped up. It's gonna be all kind of shit. It's not even in this movie, and then gonna come in, run in. Oh shit! Pop, pop.
We'll see.
Because that was all the build up to what happened.
Exactly.
Just then.
Well, remember, you gotta make the trailer known in the movie. Remember that.
It will be.
Exactly.
Longer than the movie.
Exactly.
It will be.
What I just said is exactly what happens in the movie. Nigga rocks in, does something stupid, slips on something, does... However, you don't count the bullets. He think he got one more extra, whatever. Something's going to happen. Bow. Movie over. Mm. All these impossible ass shit Mission these motherfuckers failed. Be doing.
Agreed.
Movie over. Thank you for your money. Now enjoy your feature film. I have to show it for another film.
Huh.
It's like
it'd be a double feature for the price of.
It's like those Coca-Cola little mini movies they had for the main movie.
That yeah, let's all go to the snack bar. Like, I'm shit.
And get out of this
snack. I got a question though. Macchio,
Snack
what
City.
Up? What is stronger? What's the stronger metal, Antiantium or Beskar? Beskar.
Adamantium or Beskar? I'd say Beskar. Because that shit can deflect the lightsaber.
I was like, that shit took two lightsabers.
Yeah, yeah. It can deflect lightsabers.
With relative ease.
Yeah.
Why does that other dude's lightsaber look like a... Why does it look like that? It looks weird, doesn't it? The black lightsaber?
Because that's what it is.
But I mean, it looks like... It doesn't look like a cylinder. It looks almost like knife-ish. It's
shaped like a blade, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought I was just on drugs.
Right. No.
No, you're going in a cylinder and they gave you a blade. That fucked me up, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, cool. That raises the question, is a lightsaber stronger than...
A light sword? Blast?
Well...
That's a concussive blast.
If you're asking, so I don't think a lightsaber could cut antimantium. Yeah. I don't. I really don't. The original question was this was... I saw it on CBR, and it was, what's stronger, Beskar or Cap Shield? I was like, well, that's Cap Shield, bro. That's antimantium and vibranium, bro. Like you put that shit together, ain't nothing fucking with it. I'm convinced of that. But
that's just something in Earth's, you know, it's something that came from space in Earth's galaxy.
Yeah,
that's what vibranium is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Beskar is the strongest.
Vibranium, yeah, I mean,
it's the strongest in the known Star Wars universe.
Yeah, that's period. Strong shit.
So, is vibranium stronger than Gundanium?
No.
Okay. That ass. I'm gonna say, because Gundanium is pretty tough.
What you talking about? Gundanium?
I don't know.
Antimantium got to be strong as Gundanium. If that shit supposed to be like an unbreakable metal, like.
And Gundanium isn't magnetic. It has no magnetic properties.
Yeah, that's why I said it can't exist.
Is that what Gundams are made out of?
Yeah, Gundam Wing, Gundams are made out of a material they made up called Gundanium. But in the other Gundam universe, Gundams can be anything from solar power to nuclear power.
It was based on the model type.
Yeah, but Gundam Wing,
Gundam Wing exclusively.
The name Gundam, like it's talking about the elemental throughout space, element that it's made from.
Yeah, in throughout other series, space only different. You could only have one made of Gundanium, and it would represent your specific country.
True.
So what's Gundam style?
No, that's something totally different. That's Korean. Yeah, that's not Japanese. Metal. It's like Gangnam.
Yeah, it's just a space metal.
Wow. Yeah.
But the space metal
I don't know what I'd be hearing.
No, I mean, it sounds kind of like
The space metal is just real. It's really good metal. It's so good, like military grade. Like, bro, it's so few and far behind. We can't get enough of the shit to make shit with the shit because it's so rare.
If there is a Gundam that's destroyed.
The only person that own it is this Middle Eastern ass motherfucker. Like,
because for some reason, he owns all of it.
Oh, because he
motherfucker
killed a lot
has
of people.
All. I'm talking about he bought every mine that exists before anybody could get to it. He owns it. So I'm talking about that's why can't nobody beat the militia.
No, legit. He has
he
money.
Gave his son a militia. Yes. He gives his son a militia.
I bet he does.
His son is the one who fights in with Gundam.
I don't know if you know how power works, but everything you're telling me is that this particular Middle Eastern guy
killed a bunch of people. Watch Gundam Wing. You need
that's
to watch
your next
that
anime.
Like, watch Gundam Wing.
Yeah, I say drop Cowboy Bebop because you said
Monopoly.
Yeah.
Drop that and pick up Gundam Wing because I think that one is on Netflix.
The two main folks, Rashid and somebody else.
Damn, I can't think of the other dude's name. Rashid.
Abdul.
The split
that on YouTube.
Rashid and Abdul.
But it's 50 episodes. It's really dope, but it's political as fuck. Like, the whole thing is political as fuck.
Fucking Rockefeller Foundation. Rockefeller's.
Man, that shit. That.
Peacecraft!
Speaking of politics and your entertainment media.
What you got, sweet daddy?
I just beat Death Stranding this week.
Yes,
congratulations.
You did. How you feel about it?
Man, I give that shit.
I need more than
that. A 9.
Out of.
Yeah.
Probably was about 9 out of 12.
I mean, nah, if it was gonna be a weird ass scaling like that, I'd give it like a 13 out of 15.
How many hours is that game?
It's all dependent upon how long you want it to be.
Yeah. You remember your maximum hours?
I screenshotted it and put it in the group chat so I can pull it up right now.
All right.
And I will let you know.
Yeah, man. But in the time.
Did indeed.
Damn right you did.
Let's see here. So, my overall Porter grade was 285. I was deliverer rank. My bridge length was 75. My delivery time was 30. My delivery volume rank was 57. My cargo condition rank was 54. And my miscellaneous rank was 69. Funny. Aha. And I got the Legend of Legends rank 33 times.
Damn right.
The number of times I sued BB was 160. I got 2,473 likes from BB. Me and BB's connection level was a full 5 stars. I made 34 bridge contracts, 34 United Cities of America members recruited. I did 34 3-star rank or higher connections, 33 4-star rank or higher connections, and I did 28 max level connections. I made 2,594 connections with other players. The total likes I received was 281,321. 98,414 were from NPCs, and 182,907 were from other actual players. Let me see, where's the other?
They're giving you all your data. Like,
just imagine what your PlayStation knows.
Right, they were like, bro, they giving you all that back.
Right. Like, they're telling you everything, like, that happened.
Track that for me.
What would you say is missing from it? Why don't you get it to the perfect score? Sucks about it.
Nothing really sucks about it. It's just the fact that there's no real... How can I put it? Once I give you a review of what the story of the game is, then... you'll probably have a more clear understanding of why I give it a 9 and not a 10. I'm trying to go back and find my hours and stuff. Okay, here we go. This is all that extra shit. Yeah, my total distance traveled was 669 kilometers. How many pieces of cargo I delivered? 1,644. The total weight of the cargo I delivered was 19.88 tons.
Long tons or short tons?
Tons. It's got a lowercase t, so I don't know if that makes the difference.
Okay, probably a short ton.
It's a lot of tons.
Yeah, still a lot of
tons. Yeah. The greatest weight I ever delivered at one time was 510 kilograms.
Damn, kilos.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find my hours. Okay, here we go.
Damn, brother, there's a big crit video in here right now.
153 hours, 32 minutes, and 40 seconds. The total distance I traveled on foot was 408.6 kilometers. On bike, it was 91.1, like motorbike, not bicycle.
Yeah.
By truck, it was 165.2 kilometers. By floating cart, only 0.1, because I never used it to ride on. Because you could ride it like a floating hoverboard. I traveled 4.5 kilometers by zip line. The highest altitude I ever reached was 827 meters. The total distance I ascended was 65,611 meters. The total distance I descended was 69,591 meters. And I failed 17 times.
Oh, dude, we all
only 17?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we all fall sometimes, bro.
So the purpose of the game is, throughout the history of mankind, or throughout the history of the world, there have been 5 extinction level events that occurred in the world. And let me see. Lighter. The 6th one.
5 god level threats.
Mm-hmm. That actually took out life as we know it to some capacity. But humans somehow always managed to survive. But now, for some reason, the souls of the dead are crossing over back to this world when you die. Your body goes into necrosis when your body starts to decay, and then it brings these other souls from the other side back. And when they come into contact with living matter, it creates this explosion and erases that place or that point from existence. Now there are terrorists that are going around deliberately causing void outs across the United States.
Of course.
Might have been what I've been feeling.
You play as Norman Reedus's character, like you are playing as him.
So that is Norman Reedus on the cover.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
He was just like, bro.
His name is Sam Porter or Sam Bridges, depending on.
Name is Norman Reedus.
Yeah, you're playing as Norman Reedus. You really are. You're playing as Norman Reedus.
I'm playing as Walking Dead, actually.
No, you're not. You're playing as Norman Reedus.
Speaking of Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. But the thing about him is, it goes, you black. The thing about him is, he has this uncanny ability to die and come back into his body. This doesn't happen to other people. So, like, when a void out happens, he doesn't die. Like, the place will be gone, but he'll still be there. But while this is all happening, when it rains outside, it becomes timefall rain. And what that does is it accelerates time. So you'll look outside and the trees will bloom and then decay real fast, all the while it's raining. If you go outside and touch it, it will decay your body. But it's not like you can recover from it. If you touch it and you age from it, your body's now old.
Damn. Did you find that out the hard way?
There's a character on there who found that out the hard way. I'm going to get to that. Now, there's a dude on there named Dead Man because his body is made up of other dead people. He has a condition where he was having like organ failure and shit like that. So he had to take organs and body parts from other people who are dead and surgically attach them to his body. He looks like a regular person now. He's played by Guillermo del Toro.
The opposite of Leatherface.
Yeah. There's another guy on there called Hartman. He dies every 21 minutes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's very fucked up. He has a heart condition where he dies every 21 minutes.
So it is a heart condition. Hartman.
Yeah, yeah, that's his name. And he has this fucking...
timer?
Yeah, and it jump starts his heart every 2 minutes because he has to... What he does with this is he goes to different beaches to try to find the souls of his dead wife and daughter.
Oh, okay. Never
beaches really... are where your souls go before they cross over to the other side.
I had a really terrible joke, but now I don't even want to say it.
There you go, Black. There's another guy named Die Hardman. That's the picture of the black dude that I posted the other day with the mask on his face. And I said, when you gotta double cross your friend and steal his baby for science. That's pretty much what happened. The dude Mads Mikkelsen's name is Cliff Unger. He was in the military with that dude. And his name is Die Hardman because the legend behind him is like in every major conflict, he never died. No, he never died. Like, somehow he always was able to skirt death somehow. But it was because of Cliff. He always made sure he survived. And he ended up doing something very fucked up and ended up putting that mask on to cover up his identity, and he took the name Die Hardman. And that was where that legend was born. Cliff left the military and his wife got pregnant with a baby. Now, the female president...
Wait a minute. Cliff left the military and his wife got pregnant. He didn't get his wife pregnant?
He did get his wife pregnant. Oh, okay. But there's a... I'm going to go to another... There's a tangent about the importance of the baby. The female president of the United States is the actress that was the Bionic Woman. I can't think of her name right now. But they reverse aged her in the game so that her younger version of herself is in there and her actual aged version of herself is in it. But eventually she gets cancer and dies. But her daughter is kidnapped over in the West Coast. The game starts out with you on the East Coast. Come to find out, nobody's ever seen her daughter in person, except for you. But you never saw her in person either. You saw her on the beach, but you really didn't. That wasn't her. Her human body exists in the real world, and her soul exists on the beach because she's what they call an extinction entity. It's a creature that's born to make sure that the extinction level event happens when it's supposed to happen on Earth. Mm-hmm. That's why the void outs are happening. Because she can basically control it. At first, you are being tricked into taking these packages to make these deliveries to reconnect everybody onto the chiral network, which is like this game's version of the internet, but you can transmit all data through it. Like, you can use it to 3D print anything. You can do pretty much anything with it except, like, teleport from place to place. You can send pretty much any amount of information, any amount of data, anything through the chiral network. You just can't send, like, matter. But you could, like, send a program and print something out somewhere else. Yeah. So all over the United States, the states are defunct now after all that shit has happened, so now it's just the cities. And you're going around delivering these packages to these major node points to rebuild the chiral network across the United States so that all the information that we lost in the past, we can get back. But you're not, like, always delivering, like, you know, paperwork or, you know, important shit. Throughout the game, you might be delivering pizza to somebody. Like, this, it's, there's people that survive, but they live in underground bunkers now. Yeah. They call them preppers, like how we call them preppers.
Yeah.
Some of them are actual, like, real people on the game. Like, Conan O'Brien is on the game. The guy that's directing the Metal Gear Solid movie, he's on the game. Junji Ito's on the game. The head game director, whatever you want to call him, from Guerrilla Games, he's on there. The guy that's over the video game awards, he's on there. This other famous Japanese musician is on there. The chick who motion captured for The Quiet on Metal Gear Solid 5 plays another character.
Woman. Yeah, yeah, I've seen it before. Yeah.
She plays a character on there too.
I can dig it.
So there, it's not like everybody is, like, living on a military base underground or something. Like, there's regular people that live in their own little underground bunkers, and sometimes they need shit. So you go and deliver shit to them, and you build up a rapport with them. Because some people don't want to be connected to the UCA, and they want to just be left alone. And some people are like, well, if, you know, we can reconnect and get everybody back on board, and we can actually save everybody, then we can do it. And the whole point of the game is to build connections with other people. Because other people are playing the game. Like, say, for instance, you all got the game. you might leave a ladder when you have to climb up this ridge to get up this mountain or to get from this point to a higher point.
Yeah.
I can see that ladder that you left. I don't see you playing the game.
Yeah.
But I see your ladder, and I know it's yours because it has your name on it.
Yeah.
And I can leave you likes for leaving the ladder. They're like, damn, you knew I was going to have to come through here too, so I use your ladder, and then I can leave you likes. And then other things that you have in the world, I'll be able to see them. And you can, like, help rebuild the roads and shit so that you don't have to walk through the terrain. Because when you're in your car, the BTs can't get you. So the more roads you have, the easier it is for you to travel around, because if not, you're really going to be walking or riding that damn motorcycle. And if the BTs get you and cause a void out, you can't go back to that area. Like, it's erased from the game.
No.
Yeah. So you find out that this baby... I'm just going to say baby, because they don't use a baby. They use a baby doll. But they base it on the scientific breakthrough that they made on this baby. The baby was able to... It has dooms, basically. That's the symptoms of you being able to have visions of the extinction event. Or feeling the extinction event effect around you. So some people, most people cry. That's the first symptom of having dooms. You'll cry when it's not like tears will start rolling, because you can feel that some kind of beach thing, that's what a BT stands for, a beach thing, is around. And that's like something from the other side. Everybody's beach is different, but beaches are connected. So when you die, your soul would go to your beach. But other people can travel to your beach if they know how to reach your soul. So, like, if you were dying, like if you were in a coma or something, and they wanted to try to find a way to reach you, they would send your wife to try to find your beach, because she would know how to connect to you better than most people would, than rather try to have the doctor go in and try to bring you back out. Because she has a better connection to know, well, this is what he feels like. I know where to go to find his beach rather than somebody else's. And you can think of it as like a regular, like a beach. Yeah, like a real beach. It just goes on forever and ever. And the water is the cross plane between the living world and the dead world.
Like the thing in River Styx?
Yeah. So what happens is, you find out at the end of the game that you are Cliff's son. You're the baby that you're carrying around with you. What happened earlier in the game is Dead Man's job was to make sure at all costs that that baby was kept at the Bridges facility. Cliff, played by Mads Mikkelsen, wanted to get his son and get out of there because his wife had some illness that they were never going to cure, and they were never going to bring her out of this coma. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. So he's like, the guy that ends up becoming Die Hardman was like, look, sir, I served under you first, but I serve the president now. So if she gives me an order, I have to do it, but I can do this. I can stall long enough to get you enough time to get out of here, but what happens after that, I can't do anything about that.
See.
So they work together, they decide, okay, well, on this day, I'm gonna get my son up out of here. So he does it, but the shit goes sideways. They find out that he's trying to get out. So the president is in there. She's got that skull mask on at the time because she's hiding her identity while working on this project.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a clandestine project, but this is like well known, but she's not supposed to be known to be working with it. at this point. And she's like, look, you to kill him, you got to do it. That's your job, protect the baby.
Yeah.
But he's taking the baby out of the little pod, and there's a 70% chance that the baby will die if you take it out of the pod. And she grabs the gun with him holding it and bap, bap, shoots twice, shoots him and the baby. So the baby goes to the beach. Her soul finds the baby on the beach, and she's like, oh, Sam, you're back. And she's like, look, when the time comes, you're going to have to stop me from ending the world. And I'm going to send you back. So she puts the baby back, because she's got this ability to, like, bring people back to life if she wants to or whatever. So where the baby got shot was where his umbilical cord was. So that's why if you ever see the trailer, he's got a cross scar where his umbilical cord would be. It makes you think he's like an artificial human or something, but he's really not.
Right.
And she puts his body back in the water, so he comes back to the living world, which is why his soul can come back to his body and he don't die when a void out happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the baby, it's like they kept the body of the baby. But when his soul went back to the beach and she put him back in the water, his soul went into another person. So he was able to be born as somebody else, but the baby was still him.
Gotcha.
Right. That's the part that's kind of convoluted, but they make it make sense by his soul not being attached to that body.
The baby is kind of like in purgatory, so to speak.
It's like Dante
Inferno
shit.
Yeah, while it's in the pod, yes.
The land of the unbaptized baby. It's an unbaptized baby, so you get to do what you want with it.
Because there's a chick on there called Mama, because
it's all in Dante's Inferno, man.
Her baby died during a void out.
Yeah.
While she was giving birth to the baby.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but she lived, but the soul of her baby is connected to her through
right. The
umbilical cord. So you can see her little soul baby floating around and stuff. Yeah.
Soul.
And they call her Mama. Yeah.
Soul baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
Soul baby.
You see the little umbilical cord and it's like floating in the air and
them
whatnot.
The board apps sound like the video games from Reboot, bro. Everything right there is dead.
Yeah, in the little square. Yeah, because
the GameCube, bro.
Yeah, because what it is basically is matter and antimatter come in contact with each other and they cancel each other out. And that's what she says at the end of the game is, at first when she wanted to create the extinction, she felt like nobody would blame her, because to the creatures that create the extinction levels, they see human life as a mistake anyway. During the Big Bang, it wasn't supposed to happen. When matter and antimatter came in contact with each other, they were supposed to cancel out, but it didn't. They forced each other into two different dimensions. And life exists here with anti-life existing over there. So they're like, oh, well, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to erase life and let it reset. That's just the nature of things. It's just somehow humans keep fucking permeating through the shit. Like, we'll destroy the shit, but the humans somehow crawl out of a hole somewhere or just pop back up and evolve for a few more thousand years. And they get stronger somehow.
Okay, so that right there sounds both like the ending, the Big O, and the whole storyline of
it was the place Paradigm City.
Yeah, and the whole storyline was that video game with Commander Shepard.
And
the Reapers.
What's the name?
It's a simple ass name too.
Yeah, Mass Effect.
Mass Effect. Yeah, because the Reapers come every 1,000 years.
All right, y'all done.
Right. and then we'll take certain people that decide to go with like the galactic cult type shit, and we'll indoctrinate you.
Yeah, Mass Effect, and then Big O, the master, whatever the shit is, cancel shit out, and people can't remember.
Oh, something about some goddamn tomatoes.
And tomatoes, mm-hmm. Clones, and fucking Robert Smith. Nah, I'm gonna keep going around.
Right.
And explain shit. These motherfuckers just fight. We don't know, nigga. We all see now.
Yeah, because I watched the end multiple times and I said, I don't get it.
Right. I still don't understand, though. I still don't understand.
Memories don't exist, man. It's only the moment.
Somebody's a clone and Dorothy's a robot, but she's not. She's like a real person that got put in a robot that became human.
And Rosewater brought them to each other.
Right, like the tomatoes are a metaphor for clones and like GMOs before GMOs was a thing. Like, bro, I get it, but I don't.
A massive war with a whole lot of Robert Smith and a whole lot of mega deuces and this big humongous fucking mega. What the fuck's going on?
Everything was a metaphor.
Yeah, but then there was like this real alternate dimension though. Like when they fought the other mega deuce and the shit like canceled out that shit. That was
really ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't even keep up no more.
That shit got.
That they weren't even really alive to begin with.
To
maybe not.
Yeah, maybe they weren't, because can anybody remember whatever happened 30 years ago? It was a big ass
event. They just know what happened. Maybe they all died.
They were never alive in this series, bro. Like, everything.
Yeah, maybe they all died then. Already dead.
They still remember vaguely what Christmas was, but it wasn't Christmas. But they remember vaguely what Christmas was.
Yeah.
They was all dead.
I remember that they had Christmas trees and shit, but they didn't. It wasn't called Christmas. They said it was called something, and they couldn't remember why they did it. So they had a semblance of what they used to do, but couldn't quite remember what it was.
Like, how does everybody have this kind of amnesia type shit?
They were never alive. Nobody in that whole theory was alive, bro.
Oh, like they were in some kind of giant studio.
Yeah, like
it was a filming studio, a filming stage or something. Because it was all enclosed.
Like it was a stage.
Under a dome or some
shit. Yeah, man, because that nigga Megadeus kept flying through the sky and ran right into the ceiling. I said, the fuck?
Life is a stage, bro.
I said, what the hell's going on, man? Jamie Roger Smith.
Yeah, like
I said. No, go ahead. No,
I was just going to say, like I said, I give it a 9 out of 10.
Damn right.
9 out of 10.
Because I could go on to try to give more points of the story. I'm trying to fill it in as much as possible. Because all they ever show you is like Norman Reedus with a baby on his chest and packages literally, on his back.
Literally, that's what they show you.
Yeah, that's all you see. Arrow.
Crossbow.
No, he doesn't have that.
Oh.
He doesn't have that.
Let me ask you something. Like, do you, in this game, you be shooting and shit, right? You know, shooting stuff.
You actually don't. You shouldn't kill people.
I mean, not people. Like, I'm just saying, that circumstance, you got to shoot.
Yeah. All right.
Do you play regular? Do you play inverted?
Oh, regular.
Okay.
Up, down, up, down.
Okay.
Regular.
You play inverted or you play regular?
Inverted.
Black. You play inverted or you play regular? Regular. You play inverted or you play regular?
Regular. Only degenerates play inverted.
I play inverted.
I play regular.
Damn, okay. That's a real statistic. 1, 2... All right, DJs. 3 to 5 play standard.
Yeah.
3 to 5 play standard. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it feels better to me. Kotaku, but I can understand why.
Kotaku did an article talking about scientists are trying to work out why weirdos invert controllers.
It's not weirdos. I mean, if you deal with things that have an inverted control in your normal day-to-day life, I mean, it's more natural.
I think it was Star Fox, bro. I think it was playing fucking Star Fox, and that shit was inverted.
Yeah.
And ever since then, that's just how I come to shoot shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's when it got printed. I feel like Star Fox was that game when I had to press up and go down and down to go up. And from there, I just got used to that.
It's just the argument of people, like, the stick out of the back of your head versus the joystick. Like, I mean, which perspective are you thinking about when you're playing the game?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me in just my life, I'm just used to aviation shit. So
it's
natural to go inverted.
Yeah. See, and I can understand that. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like, flying games, it be like that. Like,
it's automatically inverted.
It feel more real when I pull the controller towards me and then
and
the fucking shit
lean back.
Up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's the stick in the back of your head. Put the stick down to tilt your head back and push the stick forward.
How I played first-person shooters was, like, originally ingrained on how I played, like, the fly shooters. Mm-hmm. Fly shooter games, you know, where I'm having to go down, up like that. But I don't know.
Yeah, because I was trying to explain it to somebody, and I was like, well, I mean, it's not because it's just, I tell folks, they don't make it like that just because it's all physics and how the flight control surfaces work. Because you got to pull back to make the flat go back, which in turn makes the plane go up. That's it's all one big solid movement that makes it do that. It's all about physics. That's why they make it do that.
Degenerates.
I'm gonna say degenerates.
Stand by my statement. And I also want to backtrack because I just scrolled past something. Okay. About fucking Rudy Giuliani.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, man. What did he do?
All right, so, you know, he had this witness, right, that went on stage that was talking about the election. It's like this, like, really bratty type of lady.
Oh, with glasses?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah. So.
Oh, I signed the contract that made me say I couldn't lie. Did you sign that contract?
Yeah, that lady.
Yeah.
So, this lady. It's some paraphrasing. Well, not paraphrasing. Reading from somebody else's shit. Rudy Giuliani's crazy witness in the Michigan election hearing was just off probation for harassing her boyfriend's ex by sending her graphic videos of them having sex.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Hey. Yo.
She was staking her claim, like, get off my dick, and this is what I do with it. You leave him alone. God, so dog, girl. So it goes
back to that statement. I signed that thing, did you?
Right, did you? Nah, see why she said the way she said.
What the
and like
fuck?
And like I said, leave it to Rudy fucking Giuliani to find the most perverted person in all and every situation. Let's not, least we forget that they tried to book something at the Four Seasons Hotel, ended up at the Four Seasons Landscaping place, had a presidential press conference next to a dildo factory.
Oh, bro.
In a glorified Pike nursery, bruh.
Bro. Shit. Speaking of dildos, I can't remember which country it was in Europe, but there was that this hardcore prime minister or something that was always about.
He was anti-gay. He got caught in a 25-man orgy.
What the fuck?
I see that.
Hold up.
Or as he would call it, a light lunch.
He was against gay equality rights, the LGBTQ, all this stuff, and you would call it a 25-man orgy.
25 men.
Not men's. Not mixed. Men's.
Men's
orgy. Men's.
Dudes. That's 50 testicles.
25-man orgy at some like underground, like little hangout. Some underground set club. 25-man.
Give or take, because it might be some weird shit going on.
Right.
One of them might be a third, one of them might be less, like Lance Armstrong.
Oh, man.
That man. So,
it's an average.
He was trying to throw off so hard, but I'm against it. I know you're not.
You ain't against none of that, dog.
You against that dick, homeboy.
Leaning all on it. Oh, my
but
Lord.
Here's the thing. He wasn't caught there.
25?
He was caught running from it.
Leaving.
Oh, yeah. Him in there.
Leaving the premises.
Running. They ain't no matter.
Running.
Because they found them and they was like, shit. Oh, man. Like, that's even worse.
You can't run.
Hot fences jump over bitches. We ain't seem to get the fuck if out of the interest. Run.
Right. I mean, first off.
Because.
Damn.
That man got scooped up by the hand of fate off of Batman, bro.
Right.
The hand of fate came and scooped his ass up.
Right. Like, nope.
He came in his ass.
Well, from the League of Shadows?
Yeah,
no. Nah, from the Team of Owls? No, what are they called?
Who did it? Who put him in there with the hand of fate? Wait, it was the Riddler.
No, that was the Riddler.
The Riddler put in there with this shit.
Fucking Batman animated series.
Yeah, that hand of fate come flying in, bro.
That shit go to show you, man.
Because it was him and Robin. Robin's like, I'm going to go up top. No, Robin.
Yeah, right, no, Robin.
Look, hand came from his hand.
Giant golden hand just comes swooping in out of nowhere. Scoops your ass up.
The fucking master hand from goddamn Nintendo game from his head.
You start goddamn throwing up games.
Smash Brothers. Mm. That's what Master Hand does. That motherfucker be out there.
Damn, Batman hack that shit. Like
shoot your ass and shit. Damn, lasering you and shit.
I used to know how the hell Rick be a flying hand in the first place.
Thank you. Exactly. Like, you're not Toy Man and none of this shit. You're not supposed to be that engineering smart. You're
yeah, that man made it completely
clever. You're not like engineer man. Smart. Eventually, he did just become that way. He was like, fuck that. I'm going to make my own trap.
Walking your temple over your trap.
That's what he did. The Riddler trap.
So, It's a banned film. A famous banned film is getting an uncut version.
You to my kids?
A banned film getting an uncut version.
A banned film is getting an uncut version. A what Serbian film is this? Film.
Oh my God! No! What?
Blu-ray release.
I gotta get it. I gotta get it. I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
Serbs? No.
I got to get it.
That's reported by Bloody Disgusting and Earth Films.
I got it.
Says unleash a brand new uncut, uncensored version of a Serbian film onto Blu-ray DVD this January, making it the first time the film has been released an original 4K master.
4K mastered pornography.
It came out in 4K when it came out. Like, someone shot that shit on 4K.
Because if you've ever been in band.
Yeah, that long
the
ago?
The original was 10 years ago. They shot this shit in 4K.
Damn.
They was thinking about the future.
They were.
Smart people. Large format 4K. We'll get this bitch remastered.
That's probably why it looked so fucked up when
that
it was
movie
all
is
grand.
Banned, though, yes. For good reason.
Yes, it is.
As Serbian. It's, yes, somebody's sir. Probably dying and or some graphic
sex. There's a lot of stuff happening in that movie.
Definitely snuff.
There's a lot
definitely
of stuff
on the level
happening
of
in
snuff.
That movie.
Yeah. I mean, the concept. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Please let me know what the concept is. I'm so curious. I mean, I've been in band, so I've always think that, you know what, there should be
a movie
about
band. The concept is a retired porn star.
Well,
who?
There you have it.
A retired porn star. It has to get lured back into life because he got straight for his wife, but he broke. So his wife don't want me to broke, nigga, even if he's straight. So you got to be straight and legit. He need to get that guap, so he take a job back in the porn, which is what he said he wouldn't do no more.
And they were like, no, it's not going to be porn films.
And
though.
They said it ain't going to be porn, and then the shit ended up being porn. But he already cashed the check, so he got to do the
it's
shit.
It's too late now. Yeah,
but
late.
You know, a mob
then
shit.
They start bringing in the snuff
then it
shit.
Gets worse. And then he just has to keep doing it, and it gets worse.
And like he's trying to get out, and...
Too late.
Yeah, and that drives him insane, and... His descent into madness and the crazy shit they have him do and him trying to escape it.
It's like the ultra rough snuff sex version of Requiem for a Dream. it just it keeps spiraling.
That is a
very accurate representation.
Accurate,
you know. Like, bro, man.
I said it's Serbia. I would not expect anything less from motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean,
Serbia.
That movie is crazy and Requiem for a Dream. So, and once the closer it gets to the end, the more depressing it gets.
Yes.
Damn, yeah, the more depressing
it gets. I mean, like, there's no other answer you can get other than yes.
The longer it gets.
I never looked at a drill the same way.
Bro, you know,
man.
Black and Decker.
Man.
Was in the living room at Sharina's house.
And this man dropped top skirt. Beep beep.
I don't know why the fuck we watching this
beep.
Shit. Did
the man game?
No, it was me. It was me and Silverstone. And we were like, "How do we even get our hands on this? Think back at how do we get our hands on that shit in the first place?"
Did y'all hear about the Folgers Christmas ad?
No, is it racist
coffee.
Too?
What coffee did this time?
Are they calling us niggas too?
What did crystals do?
What did coffee do?
I'm gonna show it to you.
What did the Folgers crystals do?
Nah, you don't know that for a point.
All right, here's a commercial.
I hurt my neck and I need to
work. I was going to work. I was at the wrong house.
Sister? Oh, I missed you so much. I waited up all night. Hey, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa. Real coffee.
I remember this commercial. It's a long time ago.
Brought you something from far away.
Really? Oh.
What are you doing?
You're my present this year.
Wait a minute, what? That's his sister, right?
Yep. Right. Folders in your car. There's something very wrong about that.
There is a whole... So GQ did an interview with the original team that produced it because this is, quote, the present of the year, an oral history of the Folgers incest ad. It is, in pop culture reference, known as the Folgers incest ad.
So it exists throughout...
someone started a thread on the internet of saying, yo, you seen that Folger commercial? Am I tripping or did it look like they was fucking? And then a bunch of people was like, I thought that too. And it took a life of its own. So much so that GQ magazine.
You're my president.
Right.
Bruh.
Long way from West Africa.
Bruh.
Long way from West Africa.
Some other shit happened in West Africa.
I know.
Right.
He was out there finding the Nile virus came on to his sister he ain't seen forever.
No, bro.
It's a long way from West Africa.
But no, you see the prison rapping like kente cloth?
Yeah, exactly. And she was looking sad as hell when he pulled it out, too. She's like, what is this?
I know, man. She was like, man, I got this fucking Wakandan paper recommended.
Like, I don't want this. What is this?
It was apparently the brother was supposed to be in the Peace Corps. That's what they went with. Yeah. Like, everyone's claiming innocent of it, but GQ really.
No, man, something's GQ wrong with it.
The director, the writer,
didn't feel
the actors
right.
In the video, the cameraman, the sound guy, they went after everybody and interviewed them.
Everything.
I was like, come on. No one thought that this.
Right,
look,
something looked wrong, dog. Something's wrong there. What did they say?
It should have been like a low-paid black sound grip guy, but like, hey, man, look like he's fucking his sister.
Everyone's denying the shit. They denying the shit. But y'all seen it. Yeah. I ain't even prep y'all for the shit.
Is right.
No, that was 2009, bro.
2009. This shit like 10 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
That reminds me, I saw this.
Because the actor in there, and the guy, he's in other stuff. I've seen him in other stuff.
That's the dude from the that's Jesse Eisenberg, nigga.
Yeah. Play it again.
Play it again.
Times were not like that back then, bro.
And then he's like, oh, I'm back from West Africa, some real coffee. Soldiers, like, motherfucker, 2009?
No, bro.
Matthew Allen, that's his name.
Yeah, and
I brought you something from far away.
And they have vultures in Africa too.
Wow. And she's sitting there sad as hell. Look at her.
I would have thought you were
right. Like, what the fuck?
Let me miss you. And she was like, I want you to fuck me right now, bro.
Right, exactly.
Fuck me right
if
now.
If mom and dad had walked in,
right, it would have went down in the kitchen.
She gave him the goofy
damn butt. They put it in the scrub. He's like, what are you doing? Like.
Man.
No, bro, like,
he was trying to be coy. Like,
what it was the actress had a crush on the actor. And
she came across.
Yeah. I mean, that great, she could have got it now. I mean, but God, dog, man.
And he was like, long way from West Africa.
they got real coffee.
Real coffee here.
Because they don't have vultures where I was at.
That right. Man got like an old boy off of Simpsons.
He said the GQ interview, he was supposed to be in the Peace Corps, right?
Yeah.
Right. So in the Peace Corps, they don't have.
Bro, they ain't explain all that shit.
They don't have vultures in the Peace Corps.
I don't know what the fuck they got.
No, man, that motherfucker was just. On some racist shit.
He didn't want that African coffee, man. He wanted the phone.
Right.
But I mean, they have
no, right. He made a point to come home real coffee.
Oh, real man. White man's coffee.
Right.
My own two eyes West Africa got coffee, bro.
There you go.
They got coffee.
And they got vultures.
And they have vultures. And I don't even drink coffee.
You can go get regular ass vultures in West Africa.
Literally, bro. Like, what the
heck? He could go into a store. It's 2009. Wherever the fuck he was at, he could go into a store.
In broad ass West Africa, because that picks up a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Whatever broad
minus,
ass
you know, a few hot pockets.
That's
minus a few hot pockets, but most of that place is civilized over there. They got fucking Folgers, bro.
They got Wi-Fi to get fucking coffee.
You son of a bitch.
That's why I say on that racist shit, bro.
Good American West Africa.
Hey, good coffee.
Good American Colombian coffee.
I know.
Right, right, exactly. American Colombian coffee. All right, bro.
I need that Maxwell.
The name of the
good
commercial.
Good to lad drop.
The official print name of the commercial is Coming Home.
I bet he was. Thank you.
Yeah.
I bet he was.
Smile. Look at that smile.
Look at
her
looking like,
yeah.
She like, yeah, I
wouldn't
fuck
me. Oh my god.
Bro.
I know you already dirty, bitch.
Look, yeah. They done made spoofs of the shit. Like, they've made like spoofing the shit, bro. Like,
oh, that one 31 seconds. Run that one. Which one? Oh, the one you on.
She looking like,
it's 31 seconds.
Right.
Oh,
no.
First,
now you got something up your sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, hell no. They're like, damn right, I'm about to fuck now.
Yeah. I'm about to fuck
my grandson's girlfriend.
Let me go ahead and take off my fucking
You see it. This shit running the family, girl.
Shit running the family.
Let me show you something.
Oh, shit.
Get this damn dick, motherfucker.
Hey, don't
trash
me, boy.
Oh, boy. That reminds me of this damn video I saw. This little black dude, he goes out to like a little fair pier type shit.
Yeah.
And interviews random white folk. I mean, he's a young ass black kid, so he's interviewing this little white couple, boy and girl. He's like, yeah, so if I told y'all I had $10,000 or something like that to pay y'all to make out right now, would y'all do it in front of the camera? Right. But it's like, well, I mean, we already kind of do that at home. She's like, no, we're on camera. They fucking stepbrother and stepsister, bro. And admits the shit on camera. Right. But the black dude is like, oh, so y'all. Well, I, you know, me personally, I wouldn't do that shit, you know what I mean? But, you know.
He's his own. Everybody got their own flavor.
I mean, he tried to cover the shit to try to put it off. He was like, ain't no way.
Nah, he do it like 10. He was like 5 bands, 8 bands, 10 bands. He was like,
I mean, we already kind of do it, so, I mean, she's like, no, we're on camera. You can't say that.
10 bands. Like, now I can't even discuss it, man.
But then Buddy was like, yeah, I mean, so y'all brother and sister. And he was like, no, it's like step though. We're not related. He's like, I mean, I wouldn't do that shit. I mean, that's kind of sick or whatever, but.
I'm not going to judge
you. Like, he was disgusted by the shit. Right, he was straight disgusted by it, dog.
Their parents seen that shit.
Oh, bro, it was instant, bro.
Oh, bro.
I was watching Blood of Zeus this week, right? And I had read a meme that said that Greek mythology is nothing but Alabama stereotypes with superpowers.
Yeah, more or less, though. The fucked up thing is, that's true.
Yeah, but Zeus done fucked everybody, bro.
Yeah, he done fucked everybody and everything.
Zeus
turned
into
a fucking anamorph and turned out eagles and lions and all that. Anything
swans,
to fuck
anything.
He's fucking.
Anything he could turn into the fuck something, he could do it.
Tigger, I'm about to come through the night, man. Look out for that swan on your ass.
Right. Like, how's a swan seducing women? Like, most people think of a swan and think of a woman. Like, you are a swan fucking a woman. Like,
swan can't do all that plumage.
Right.
Yep, all that plumage. I'm trying to ain't no
athlete
around here.
Brings a whole new meaning. Right. Brings a whole new meaning to the Untitled Goose Game.
I'm trying to see,
but another legend is born.
Didn't he turn into a lightning bolt one time?
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything possible to fuck a woman.
That man turned from animals into weather. And
he's done everything possible to fuck a woman, dog.
Yeah, Zeus don't give a fuck, man. I was watching Blood of Zeus, and they do something interesting. They acknowledge Hercules exists, but who Zeus is fucking at this time is just like, look, I stole you from this other goddess bitch. How dare you fuck with a mortal bitch? And he just like, look, man, like, she out. And they did something interesting. Like, with the woman whose favor she accidentally caught, she was like, yo, that shit is a curse. Because they was like, no matter what you got going on with your whole life, if this God look at you and be like, damn, that bitch fine, it's over with. That's it.
He gonna fuck you. He gonna turn to a bird. He gonna turn to a
He gonna get you whatever it want, and at some point you got to get the price before he get too angry. Like you can only raise the price so much before he pissed off.
Turn you to a pillar.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like they painted in that light where she was like, yeah. Yo, women, some women talking about like they finna marry kings and they for the whole life finna be changed. Fucking and God come see you bathing in the river and be like, hey shawty,
No, so I wanna get
no,
some of that.
No, Zeus walk up like, look. I like you, and I want you.
I'm finna get it.
But the answer's always yes. The answer's always yes. You can do it the easy way the hallway. Either I can fuck you, or I can kill your husband. What's up?
Right. What you want? Right. What you want?
Fucking kill your husband at the same time.
I could just be all
and this shit. But in this shit, like Poseidon, you know, that's his brother. He kind of, he pretty much like, damn, bro, I want your bitch, but I can't have your bitch. So I'm mad that you cheating on that bad bitch with this earth bitch.
Right. Because you got the good life.
And it's just like, yeah. He's just like, yeah, man. All his other kids helping him out. But everybody kind of like, yo, Zeus is dad and he our brother too. That shit is kind of weird, bro.
And
like,
the shit is all fucked up, man.
Like, yeah.
You just see that chicken come out that bitch.
Zeus chicken boo, nigga.
Yeah, but Zeus
is actually chicken boo the whole time.
Zeus was chicken boo, and Zeus was the OG fucking Fleece Johnson, bro. Because Zeus said, "I'm gonna take it, bro." Zeus was the Buddha warrior, bro. He took everything.
Oh no,
Bobby.
Wait.